Good morning. My name is Bill Klatke, and I'd like to welcome you to this morning's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Ms. Marceline White, who's Executive Director of the Maryland Consumer Rights Coalition. And Marceline is here this morning to tell us about consumer rights in Maryland, which we need more of. So, Marceline, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for coming back. The last show we did was packed with great information for folks, and I'm glad you could come back this Saturday morning.
My pleasure.
First of all, for those of our listeners who might have missed the show before, could you please tell us a little bit about the coalition?
Sure. I represent the Maryland Consumer Rights Coalition, or MCRC, and it is a statewide advocacy group. We've been around for 10 years, and it was really formed to give policymakers the perspective of everyday families and what they need to protect their money and keep their assets and to represent the needs of working families in Annapolis to try to pass laws to help families. So we have consumer lawyers, groups who work on poverty, individuals who are all members of the coalition.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what's your background and how long have you been with the coalition?
Sure. I've been with the coalition for 2 years, and my background is really working on a broad array of economic justice issues. So I studied journalism, actually, and wanted to use my writing to uncover and investigate things that were going wrong, and became involved in activism in college, and then worked for the public interest research groups as a consumer advocate and environmental advocate, then moved into international work for many years, but really focused on how policies affected low-income folks, especially women and minority groups, and did policy and advocacy federally, and then decided, living in Baltimore for the past 10 years, I really wanted to do something more local do something that could affect, you know, the community around me and the whole state, because there's a great need here to represent and work with people to advocate for better policies and better laws to protect all of us. So I've been with the consumer rights group for 2 years now.
Great. And so you really have that's a varied background. You have a great perspective on what you're doing here then too.
I have a very circuitous life path, yes, and so I feel like it has not been linear. But the important thing is that having worked internationally and working locally and nationally, a lot of the issues are very similar. It's not that people lack ability, people lack opportunities, and people, especially those who are vulnerable, are taken advantage of by those who are trying to make money off of them. So a lot of the work I've done looks at either, you know, women and minority groups, but also how low-income people have the ability, but what they need is help with protection and assets and opportunity.
Yeah. How does, from your perspective, and it's a good perspective, how does Maryland stack up against the rest of the country in terms of rights?
Well, in some ways, Maryland does very well. If you look at other parts of the country, Maryland has some very strong consumer protection laws on its books and ones that we really continue to push. For example, in many parts of the country, there are payday lenders, and those are the folks who you can go to in between paychecks if your money just isn't making, if your bills are too high and you can't cover your bills from paycheck to paycheck. You can get a loan from a payday lender at 300% or 400%, and then they expect you to pay it back within 2 weeks. What happens is most folks can't, and they have to take out loan after loan, and they get deeper and deeper into debt.
Yeah.
Maryland has outlawed that. So you can't take out loans more than 33%, which really has outlawed payday lending in Maryland. However, every year the payday lenders keep trying to come back and find a way into the state. So it's it requires constant attention and vigilance, because we have the good laws on the books, but they see an opportunity to make money off of folks who need help, and they keep trying to come back with a new plan.
Yeah, that's a good example of how if one went just by the law, if you had an unbridled look at capitalism, you'd say, right, well, you know, they're providing a service and all that. But in actuality, it's a total exploitative service.
Absolutely. I mean, you look at, you know, people talk about the Bible and money, you know, they're making money off of people who desperately need assistance and people who are trying to do the right thing to pay their bills. And what they're doing is profiting off of that.
Yeah, which is a shame. And it's wonderful that Maryland has outlawed it. But you said other areas Maryland's not so good in.
There are other areas where Maryland definitely has work to do. One of the areas we worked on this year was debt settlement. And those are the companies, sometimes you hear them on the radio or TV, we can cut your debt in half. Do you have $10,000 in debt?
I get mailings from them all the time. Yeah.
Everybody does. If you have credit card debt, which most people do in the United States, they'll solicit you. Well, in the past, what we found is that when people go to these companies, they pay a lot of money out, and the company hasn't done anything to really settle their debt. It's been a huge problem in Maryland. It's been a huge problem across the country. Last year, the federal government passed a law saying that you can't take money from someone until you actually settle their debt. Pretty basic.
Yeah.
So they banned the fees till they do the job. However, they didn't say what the fees could be. And we worked on that this year in the General Assembly in Maryland to try to set strong fee caps. We weren't able to. What we were able to do was to have these companies register with the Maryland Commissioner on Financial Regulation and report on each Maryland person's debt that they work with, how much they save them, who drops out of the program. We have to come back in 2 years to set the fee caps. So the good news is they can't take your money till they do some kind of job. The bad news is whatever you have to really look if you go to that kind of company and see what the fees are that they charge. So right now we're doing some consumer education to let people know about these companies, help them make an informed choice. You know, if you want to look at this company, here are the pros, here are the cons, here are the kinds of questions you need to ask to make a decision about whether this is the right kind of business for you.
Right. How can somebody get more information?
Well, you can go to our website, which is www.marylandconsumers.org. That's all spelled out. And we have information on the website about debt settlement companies. We have new information coming up on the website about public utilities and information about what to do if you're in debt. So people can get information and try to make a decision for themselves because, you know, one of the things we found is if you don't know the questions to ask, you're not going to be able to make an informed choice. And that's one of the larger problems with consumer issues in Maryland and elsewhere is that contracts are unclear and people don't have access to the information to be able to make an easy to make a decision that's really in their interest.
Yeah. It's how would you rank the existing governmental consumer protectors?
Well, I think
because presumably they should be doing their job in pushing some of this legislation that you've had to push. Right?
Absolutely. Well, and I think, as you may know, last week was the anniversary of the new Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which is the new government agency whose real mandate, whose real job it is to look out for consumers, which is great. And they will be able to pull in some of the role that's been divided between seven different agencies to try to protect consumers. So we feel like this is a very good step in the right direction. In the past, what we saw was that a lot of companies, a lot of regulators who were supposed to look out for consumers were really looking out for the safety and soundness of banks and financial institutions, and consumers were a second or third thought. This agency is going to really help to focus on what average families need. The problem is that Congress right now is trying to defund and defang it. They're trying to take away money and refusing to appoint a director, which means that until there's a director, a lot of things can't go forward.
So it's important for our listeners to contact their Congress people and tell them that that this is not going to work. We need something to protect consumer rights.
Absolutely. We need Congressman Cummings has been a huge supporter of this agency. So he needs to hear from people thanking him and telling him to stay strong. And people need to contact their other congresspeople and urge them to support a strong consumer agency and not to give in to these outrageous demands to defund the one agency that's really looking out for working families.
Indeed. I know you have a film series that's going on. I wanted to make sure that we let folks know about that, because it's, I guess, part of your mandate about informing folks about the need to be diligent.
Absolutely. So MCRC really does research and policy work, trying to advocate for new laws in Maryland and helping nationwide. We also try to educate consumers through fact sheets and now through this film. We have a film out that we worked with Megaphone Project on called Stealing Trust. And It's the story of Marylanders who have dealt with fraud, debt settlement, and foreclosure problems. And we were fortunate enough to have many brave Marylanders come forward and tell their stories, which is very difficult, about how they got scammed, how they, you know, were trying to do the right thing and lost everything. So it's really stories from the trenches of the recession, people who were trying to pay their bills, trying to hold on to a house to pass on to their family, trying to get out of debt and not go to bankruptcy. And in fact, were taken advantage of by people who were trying to make a buck off of them. So it tells their stories and also tells what people can do to take action and how they can be informed. So it's about a 40-minute film. We're showing it today in Silver Spring at the Civic Center. And we've been showing it around Baltimore and are going to continue to show it around the state to inform people, educate them, and let them see the real faces behind these stories, behind the recession.
That's important. And how can folks find out about screenings and all that?
Excellent. You can do two things. One is you can go to our website. There'll be information there. You can also sign up to become a supporter, which just means you'll get our email alerts from the website. And you can follow us on Facebook or on Twitter. We are using all kinds of social media to get the word out about how people can protect themselves and learn about new information and new laws and changes coming down the pike.
That's great. That's great. So that'd be www.MarylandConsumersAllSpelledOut.org.
That's right. And from there, you can get to our Facebook and our Twitter page.
Great. I know that the legislative session was a kind of a hit and a miss. How would you characterize it in 2 minutes or less?
Sure. Well, for us, as opposed to a lot of groups, we actually had a pretty good session. We passed 9 out of 10 of our bills, but all of the bills weren't sweeping successes, I guess. The most important bill that we were able to pass was a bill to rewrite the packet that people receive when they're going to be foreclosed upon. So you get a packet called a order to docket, and it's, you know, 50 pages. In the middle of the 50 pages, there was a small notice saying you could get help. Basically, what we found is that people weren't taking advantage of it. So we're part of a working group. The new bill makes it easier and rewrites the language so people know that there's help available right away, that they can go to mediation, which means they can sit with a bank servicer or a lender and a neutral party will help work out an agreement, hopefully, and gives them a month to opt in to get help before they had 15 days. So we've been working with the Commissioner of Financial Regulation's office on that.
That's a great step
forward. It's a very good step forward. Yeah. It's really important if people feel like they're behind in their mortgage payments, they're going to face foreclosure. The time to act is really now, because the state of Maryland really wants to help you and has put programs into place to help folks. Because it can be very scary, but the sooner people act, the more likely it is that they'll be able to save their home or come up with a workout that helps their family.
Would you just interrupting there, give some folks some information about that? Would you recommend folks go to www.mdhope.org?
I would indeed.
Okay.
Yes.
Great. Yeah, that's the place to go, folks.
And so that was an important bill. Another one was home improvement. A lot of people who are staying in their homes are trying to fix them up, and there have been major home improvement scams.
And to find out more, just go on the website.
Yep.
Could you give us that? We're about out of time. Could you give us that contact information one more time, please?
Sure. It's www.MarylandConsumers.org.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank our guest, Ms. Marceline White, who's Executive Director of the Maryland Consumer Rights Coalition, for being our guest today. Thank you, Marceline.
Thank you.
Keep up your good work for all of us.
Thank you so much.
It saves us money, and it saves us everything. So we appreciate it. For Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.